B96 with Moog and Carla Mornings in the Truth Jar. We spent weeks, months, diving into somebody else's business here on our show.
And we have no idea who she is. She never came forth, at least not the real one.
We're talking about the segment we did called The Diary. And so we thought it's only fair that we get real about some things in our lives. And if you would like to join in on the Truth Jar, call us at 877-591-9696. Now, if we ask you this question, you have to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
And I think that you should join in, because just like we read the diary, y'all listened and y'all tuned in and y'all made your speculations and asked your questions.
Now, this one is just a fun segment because there's a ton of different questions that are in this jar, and it's literally a jar with a bunch of printed out questions. Ahmad has pulled one. What is today's question?
Ooh, search the B word in your messages.
What, like in text messages?
In your text messages, yeah.
And what? Just search it? Okay,
search, I can search it. And tell us what it said.
Oh, like read the conversation. Now, is it the last time that I said that word or somebody said it to me?
To me.
I want it you who said it.
Okay. Oh, mine is bad.
Uh-oh.
Mine is real bad. This is going to end me.
Wait, what is it?
All right, I'll go first then. This is to my wife.
Oh, no.
She had asked what Pete Crow Armstrong said to that Sox fan.
Oh.
Pete Crow Armstrong from the Cubs, who went viral for saying an inappropriate thing. He did use that word. It was SMFDB. I can't read any of that sentence.
You can say my in that sentence.
That's but about it.
Come on, you gotta admit, that's a pretty good tease when I said it to my wife.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That was
so that's
good,
mine.
That was good.
All right.
I said it to Cappuccino, the guy that I'm talking to.
Okay.
He said, let me give you a little context. Because I had told him that I really wanted to get hot before my 30th birthday.
Sure.
We're talking about working out and whatnot. But then he mentioned, wait, wasn't that on your bingo card for your summer? And I don't have a bingo card.
Oh,
we've never talked about bingo cards.
And so you said, that must have been your other.
So I said, wrong, beep.
Oh, all right.
So
I like it.
That's
let's see. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
I think you might have muted us on accident with your cheek. I do that all the time.
I know. Did you mute us with that cheek? Okay.
Hello?
Oh, there you go.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
Oh, my gosh. It's Ashley. I'm from Hammond. I didn't even know you guys.
Ashley and Hammond. So it's the Truth Jar, and you're joining in on this. Now, don't say the actual word, because obviously. But when was the last time you used the word, the B word, in a text message?
So, I think it was like last week. I was driving down the road while I was on live, and the traffic went down to one lane, and this woman waited till the very last second to merge over into me, like literally was almost ramming me, so and I texted my girlfriend, this bleep.
Ah, okay. I thought you were going to say you somehow texted this woman magically. B, get out of my way.
I would put up the word B on my phone and I would just hold it up until she saw
it. Oh, good idea.
All right. Ahmad the Amazing.
I'm pretty sure I was saying saying that word to her. I'm sure
yes. She felt your energy, I'm sure.
Thank you, Ashley, for censoring yourself. Ahmad the Amazing, the last time you used it in your text messages, it's the B word, the truth jar.
I'm surprised this is from April. Like, I haven't used it since April. It was wishful thinking. I said, bleep, I might have a sugar daddy. Stay tuned.
April was the last time you used the B word in text?
That's crazy. Yeah. I was like, he's going to take us on a boat when you come down here. I'm texting my best friend.
Yeah.
And I was like, we going to go to dinner, girl. Like, I got this locked in. And
well, spoiler alert, it didn't work out with that sugar daddy.
It did not.
B, it didn't.
The sugar was not quite sweet enough.
No, not at all.
There just wasn't enough of it, you know?
No. It was not sugar in the raw.
No, it was definitely giving Splenda. It was your Splenda daddy.
All right, give us about 3 minutes. We'll get you on the phone for Can't Crush Carla and a chance to win $1,000. All right, it's Moog and Carla Mornings. We are commercial free this morning on Chicago's B96. If this world were mine.